plays. The National Broadcasting Company presents Great Plays, a series of famous plays selected to show the development of drama from the sunrise performances in ancient Athens down to the contemporary theater. Mr. Burns Mantle, outstanding American drama critic and known throughout the country for his yearly volume of Broadway's best plays, will act as commentator. Mr. Burns Mantle.
The early years of the 19th century produced one of those periods during which the legitimate drama was picking up the coverlets and its immediate demise was freely predicted. During this time, there was an assortment of playwrights of modest talent and little experience writing for the theater. Few of their names and fewer of their plays have come down to us. But there were also leaders among them, men of genius with the writing gift, such as Lord Byron, Bulwer Lytton, and Sheridan Knowles, who did produce plays that are still notably worthy of revival. Prominent among these works is Bulwer Lytton's Richelieu, which is our play for today. Richelieu was produced in March 1839 when the author was 36 years old. He was the son of William Earl Bulwer and Barbara Lytton. He adopted his mother's surname on her death. He had written the novels The Last Days of Pompeii in 1834 and Rienzi in 1835. Bulwer Lytton was never classed with the greater dramatists. He never got much beyond what might be called a rhetorical interest in the drama. But he did have the gift of words, and his Richelieu, written for and with some help from William Charles Macready, the English tragedian, was a huge success. In the last 100 years, it has figured in the repertories of all the great actors, from Edwin Forrest to Walter Hamden, who is our star today. The Macready version of the play was, quite naturally, written and rewritten to fit the Macready temperament, which was a bit on the fiery side. The version we are using today was prepared by Arthur Goodrich from the Bulwer-Lytton text, and was used by Mr. Hampden during the long run of the play. In historical sequence, Richelieu was called to the court of young Louis XIII during the regency of the Queen Mother, Marie de Medici. As Minister of State, he continued in office when Louis became a somewhat vacillating monarch. He was given the cardinal's cap in 1622, and in the ensuing years, he saved his king a good many disasters and greatly advanced the military glory of France. The king resented the dominance of the cardinal, but Richelieu gave little heed. He continued to fight the king's enemies persistently in the interests of both the king and himself. His last act was to circumvent the conspiracy of the king's brother, Gaston of Orléans, who, with the support of the Count de Barada and other rebellious nobles of France, sought to end the reign of Louis and lift himself to the throne. Bulwer Lytton's play is concerned with those later years of Richelieu's life. As our radio version opens, the conspiracy of Gaston of Orléans has already been set on foot at a meeting in the gaming house of Marion Delon. An order has been prepared for the Duc de Bouillon, in command of the French army in Italy, instructing him to join with the forces of Spain and march on Paris. Orléans has agreed to get the message through, while de Barada is to look after the assassination of Cardinal Richelieu. At Marion's, de Barada has met Adrien de Maupre, a young and reckless young boy. Adrien admits that he has been condemned to die by Richelieu, which has forced him to forswear his love for Julie de Mortimer, the cardinal's ward. De Barada suggests that Adrien might take a sweet revenge by murdering the cardinal, but Adrien nobly refuses. France needs the Richelieu, says he. At which point, Huguet, captain of the cardinal's guard, arrives with an order for Adrian's arrest in the cardinal's name. Now we go on to a room in the cardinal's palace. It is an empty room at the moment, with closed curtains covering a recess on a higher level at the back. The cardinal's large desk and a tall and handsome screen are closer to us. We first meet Francois, a page, and Joseph, a monk, the cardinal's attendants. Joseph has just arrived in search of His Eminence.
His Eminence?
The tapestry room beyond. He said he would be there.
He said so, and he's not there. You're sure he did not go outside?
He said he'd stay within.
Enough. Then he is out. Remember this, Francois. He's ever where he says he will not be. See, here am I with rumors of a new conspiracy against his power, and hours will pass. A day, perhaps, ere I can tell him of this trap they've laid for him they call the old fox.
Joseph? Go, leave us, boy. Joseph, you're far too frank behind my back. And now so silent? Well, and so you think some new conspiracy, the craftiest trap yet laid for the old fox.
I meant...
I like the nickname. What did Plutarch say of the Greek Lysander?
I forget.
That when the lion's skin fell short, he eked it out with the foxes. A great statesman, Joseph, that same Lysander.
Orleans heads the traitors.
A very wooden head, then. Well?
The favorite, Count Paradis.
A weed of hasty growth. It cost me 6 long years to mount as high as in 6 little months, this painted lizard. But I hold the ladder, and when I shake, he falls. What more?
A scheme to make your orphan ward an instrument to aid your foes.
Julie, but in what way can they use her?
You placed her with the queen, one of the royal chamber, as a watch in the enemy's quarters.
And the silly child visits me daily, calls me father, prays kind heaven to bless me. But words soft-spoken behind closed doors she never hears, by chance taking the air at keyholes. She's all charm, but ears, no. Eyes, no. And yet she says she loves me. Go on.
Your ward has charmed the king.
Poor Julie, she needs protection then. So is our king philandering again. I spend full half my time checking his infidelities. The king is weak. Whoever the king loves will rule the king. The king must love no mistress but the state. The state, that's Richelieu.
That's not the worst. Louis and all the chorus would veil his suit to Julie.
How?
By marriage.
Marriage whom?
Count Baradar.
Indeed. No, I have another bride for Baradar.
You, my lord?
Yes, more faithful than the love of fickle woman. She's a bit austere for Baradar.
My lord, the Lady Julie.
Most opportune. Admit her. We shall see how far the king and Baradar have nudged their joint decorous way into her heart. Good Joseph, in my closet you'll find a rosary. I did omit an ave in my matins. A grievous fault. Atone it for me, Joseph. Within you'll find a scourge. I'm weak, you strong. It were but charity to take my sin on your broad shoulders.
Take your place, my lord? That were presumption.
Exercise is healthful. How's my sweet Julie?
Are you gracious, sir? May I say, father?
Yes, no other name while Richelieu lives. Julie, I have plans for you. Your marriage, for example. You shall have a mate among the mightiest. Oh. What? No smiles? Instead a sigh so deep and wistful? Come, are you not happy at the court?
Not often.
Does not the king himself commend your beauty?
He's very tiresome, our worthy king.
No, kings are never tiresome, save to their ministers. But of the rest, de Sourdiac, Longueville, and Baradar.
A smileless man. I fear and shun him. He's more tiresome than his majesty.
Instinctive woman wisdom. You are right. Shun Baradar. But of these flowers of France, is none at court to make you blush and pale all in a breath? Where's your guest?
Chevalier de Maupra is below.
De Maupra?
Ah, so he has been tiresome too. Have de Maupra wait.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to here. I should not ask. I mean, you know Monsieur de Maupra.
Well, and you? Has he addressed you often?
Often? No. 9 times. No, 10. The last time by the lattice of the great staircase. He's at court but seldom.
A bold and forward royster.
He? No, modest.
Modest? Does he not dress in gold and azure?
No, sable.
So, you note his colors, do you? He's not for you. Look loftier. By the mass, I have business with this modest gentleman.
You're angry with me without cause.
No cause. I'd have you hate my foes.
I do.
Hate Maupra.
Oh, not Maupra. No, not Adrian, father.
Adrian? Familiar. Go, child. No, not that way. Wait in the tapestry chamber. I will join you. Go.
My father.
Well?
Oh, do not rank de Maupra with your foes.
Go now. You get?
Hello.
De Maupra, did he struggle, threaten?
No. Silent and proud.
Let him come in. But first, look that he hide no weapon. Once within, secrete yourself behind this screen and watch him.
Yes, my lord.
Let me see your carbine.
Here, my lord.
So, a good weapon. If he show violence, Then the dog's death.
I never miss, my lord.
Approach, sir. Can you call to mind the hour, now 3 years gone, when in this very room your presence honored me?
It is, my lord, one of my most
delightful recollections. I accorded you that day a mercy ill-requited. You still live.
To meet death face to face at last.
Your words are bold. How have you spent the time since then? Wild debauch, turbulent riot. For the morn, the dice box, the duel at noon. Do I wrong you, sir?
No. All you say is true. But think, my lord, were you accursed with that which you inflicted? By bed and board dogged by one ghastly specter, you might have erred like me.
I might like you have been a brawler and a reveler, but not like you a trickster and a thief.
I will not tolerate.
Conductor! Not quite so quick, friend Hugues. Monsieur de Moucroy is a patient man, and he can wait. I'll retire.
Yes, my lord.
You have outrun your fortune. You live on means, not yours. Are brave in silks, gallant in steed, splendid in banquets. All not yours. Ungiven, uninherited, unpaid for. This is to be a trickster. You owe 8,000 pistoles minus 1 crown, 2 liars.
Quite correct.
This is scandal, sir. I tell you, you must pay your debt.
With all my heart. Where shall I borrow then the money?
Excellent. You have humor. Daring, too. I have a use for you.
For me, my lord.
Eddie and the Mopra men have called me cruel. I am not. I'm just. You shall not die. France needs you. No, you shall be rich. I ask, sir, in return, your hand. My house by the Luxembourg. My house no more. A bridal present to my ward who weds tomorrow.
Wed?
With whom? Mopra.
Ah, penniless husband.
Ah, the mate for beauty should be a man, not a money chest. Who else so well as Mopra at the court? Who else brave Barada and balked the king in Gili, battle their schemes? Though he's not overshrewd, yet he has honor, courage, qualities that eagle plume men's souls. And he has taste. Why, when my play was acted to dull gapers who had no soul for poetry, I saw him applaud at the proper places.
Mm.
He is, Joseph, a man of most uncommon promise.
But he is your foe.
Have I not foes enough? Great men gain doubly when they make foes friends. Remember my grand maxim. First, employ all methods to conciliate.
But if conciliation fails,
all means to crush. As with the opening and the clenching of this hand, I, Armand Richelieu, will crush to dust Count Barada and all his courtier crew. Enough of threats and soiling intrigue. See the last great act of my great play.
5 acts.
Yes, sir, 5. The last, the best. Ah, wonderful. Laws die. Books, never. Of my ministry, I am not vain. But of my poetry...
Worse than the scourge.
Sometime I will read you this. Why look you so distressed?
Regret, my lord, that joys must be postponed.
You rogue, sometime you'll slip and tell the truth.
Lord Cardinal, I dare not think you mock me.
What's this? You still live, sir?
No, my lord, for heaven is not life.
Smile. Smile, my father.
Rise, my children, for you are mine, mine both. Tomorrow's sun shall see across this barren threshold past the fairest bride in Paris. Go, my children. Be lovers while you may. How is it with you, sir? You bear it bravely. You set it off the courage of a lion. Go, my children. Yes, my lord. Oh, godlike power. Woe, rapture, penury, wealth, marriage, and death. For one infirm old man, through a great empire to be spent, withhold, as the will whispers. Will, which must not weaken, lest France, sweet France, my France, suffer and wane. Quick, Judith. All preparations swift and silent make for this surprising wedding. By it we baffle Barada.
And when check the conspiracy?
Check, check. All way to it. Let it bud, ripen, flaunt in the day and burst to fruit. The Dead Sea's fruit of ashes.
ashes which I shall scatter to the wind.
Perhaps.
Mopra and Julie, now happily married, have gone to the handsome home the Cardinal has prepared for them. Arriving there, de Mopra is met by one de Berrigan, who has brought a letter from the King, which de Mopra is reading.
Adrian de Mopra, Colonel and Chevalier in our armies, has presumed to connect himself by marriage with Julie de Mortemart. We do proclaim the said marriage contrary to law. On penalty of death, Adrian de Mopra will not communicate with the said Julie de Mortemart, save in the presence of our faithful servant, the Sir de Berrigan, until it may suit our royal pleasure to confer with the Holy Church on the formal annulment of the marriage, and Sir de Maupras caution for his own sake to preserve silence as to our injunction, more especially to Mademoiselle de Maupras.
Baradar!
Rushing from the house, de Maupras seeks de Baradar for an explanation. De Baradar assures him that this is a further proof of the Cardinal's treachery, and induces him to join the conspiracy to rid France of Richelieu. Meantime, Julie has been summoned to the palace of the king. She, too, has turned to de Baradar for advice, and is told that it is her husband's wish she should attend the king. Now we are back in the cardinal's study, listening to another of the faithful Joseph's reports.
Good news, Joseph. Your Hugi making his accustomed rounds listen. So said one, we are to seize the cardinal in his palace.
Huh?
So be it, said the other. I'll be there at midnight, Marion.
At Marion?
Yes, Marion de Lorme. She's Orleans' mistress, dangerous as well. I've told you of her.
So you have.
Their plans are mightier than you think. You must employ means no less mighty.
Bah, in politics, the smallest stone will tip and fell a giant.
Were I younger, by the soldier's heart that beats beneath these priestly robes, I would have passed time with these cutthroats hand to hand. Reach me that falchion, François. With this, I fought the English at Rochelle.
And now at your command are other weapons, my good lord.
Yes. This, the pen is mightier than the sword. It looks so powerless, yet wielded by the master hand, it strikes to paralyze the Caesar. So, take away the sword. States can be saved without it. Ah, the hour. So leave us, François.
Await, Joseph.
Marion de Lorme. My faithful Marion.
Lord, they meet tonight in my poor house. The Duke of Orleans has them.
Yes, I've gone.
His Highness questioned me if I knew some man, discreet and brave, who had a silent tongue, and who jointly loved gold and hated Richelieu.
You answered?
That I had a brother, bold and trusty, loyal to his cause. The Duke bade me have him equipped, armed, mounted, ready to ride tonight for Italy.
Bouillon! Has he turned traitor too? I might have guessed.
Dark hints of some design to deceive you unaware.
So, who is this brother you recommended to the Duke?
Whoever your eminence may choose.
My Marion. They meet tonight. The hour?
Midnight.
You'll see the Duke's dispatch is given to the man I send.
I swear.
You gay? No.
Francois, the man of men, unnoted, young, ambitious.
Arthur! Follow this fair lady. A packet will be given you with orders, no matter what. The instant that your hand closes upon it, touch it like your armor. The hour I grasp that packet, boy, your guardian star rains fortune on you.
If I fail.
Fail? In the lexicon of youth, there's no such word as fail. Instruct him further, Marion. Farewell, boy. Never say fail again.
Never, sir.
Farewell, my lord.
Farewell, my Marion.
Oh, Cardinal, you let me think you did not know her.
Who think you placed her where Orleans saw, admired?
You hid this door as well.
No one within has known this secret passage. None must know.
Not Yugi and the guard.
Oh, they lost of all.
It's well I found to have one avenue of secret safety. So protect myself from those swarms.
The field door opens and Yugi appears unseen by Richelieu and Joseph. Listens for a moment and then withdraws.
Can I trust Yugi? Think,
We hanged his father.
But you have bought the son. Heap favors on him.
Favors past are past. Favors to come. Those are the favors that are useful. Has Hugate told you what he longs for most?
He'd like a colonel's rank and then to be a noble.
Therefore, Hugate. No, he aims too high. Still, I can promise it and see the king withhold. Kings are oft a great convenience to a minister.
Hush. I thought I heard a footfall. Soft. On tiptoe. No.
This treason burns quite hot.
It is two stages.
First, my death.
Death?
Come in.
My lord, your eminence bade me seek you at this hour.
So I did, Hugo. You've heard, I'm told, strange tales of snares and traps for Richelieu. A guard? How many are there?
20, sir.
Could 20 men well posted keep such guard that no one step? And never step is stealthy. Could glide within unseen?
With 20 men such as these, I could hold off a host.
Perhaps you shall. I trust you, Gideon.
Thanks, my lord.
You are made to rise. A valiant fellow. Religious, exemplary, incorrupt, a precious jewel of a fellow, Hugo. If I live long enough, now mark my words, if I live long enough, you may be colonel. Noble, perhaps.
You leave me dumb with gratitude, my lord. Your guard tonight will be both brave and ruthless. You will be amazed to note their prowess.
Now let them try their game, for we are ready. The Francois be but bold and Hugo honest.
Hugo, I half suspect this. He bowed too low. It is not his way.
Wait, that footfall. Could that have been his?
You can trust Hugo.
No, I can trust nobody.
This is the curse of your high state. Suspicion of all men.
True. My leeches bribed to poisoners. Pages to strangle me in my sleep. My very king. This brain, the unresting loom from which was woven the purple of his greatness, leagued against me. Old, childless, friendless, broken, all forsake, all. All but
who?
The indomitable heart of Armand Richelieu.
No one else?
Why, really?
None else?
Yes, Mopra, he is now my friend.
No one besides?
Well, Francois, just a boy. My faithful Marion.
And Joseph?
You? Yes, I can trust you. Yes, for all men fear you and the world loves you not. And I, friend Joseph, I am the only man who could, my Joseph, make you a bishop.
Ah.
Come, we'll go to dinner and talk of methods to advance.
Yes.
Our mother church.
Oh.
Ah, Joseph.
Bishop.
Joseph.
We are again in the cardinal's room. Richelieu is pacing the floor while Joseph sits at the desk holding a book from which he has been reading. There are candles on the desk and the room is in half light. The cardinal speaks.
Midnight and after, not a whisper stirs. Yet it is silence pregnant with alarm. Oh, lead to me, Joseph. Take my mind away from soundless threat.
In silence and at night, the conscience feels that life should soar to nobler ends than power.
To nobler ends? What ends? We safe and formal men who write of deeds, and with unfevered hand, weigh in nice scales the motives of the great. And yet they may be right.
In theory,
I weary of the strife. No, this is nothing. Yes, better far an honored home, away from base intrigue. Fears all forgotten, struggles past. The book, it may be right.
The Lord,
no.
It is wrong. Francois, quick.
Power, empire.
Boy, the packet.
Kill me, my lord.
And you.
They suspected. They gave it not.
He gave it to me. Counterbatted out with his own hand, he gave it. Yes. And only I'm punished thousands if I delivered the dispatch to Bouillon. Yes. I hastened from the house, ready to mount. A figure followed. It was Mary. She whispered, "Speed to Richelieu. Warn him murder is in the wings of night. They swear before the dawn the cardinal shall die." Trembling, she fled within. Then the hands of iron gripped me. All in an instant, the dispatch was gone. Oh. The grim voice muttered, "Why, I spare you since I keep my shield for Richelieu." With that, he vanished. "I have failed, my lord. I beg you, take my life."
"Good is life. I curse you, touch that packet like your honor. The man who tore it from you sought my death. Catch the robber, regain the packet, and redeem your honor." "Good cheer. You courage. You've not failed yet. There's no such word as failure."
"Thank you, my lord, for that one smile. I can dare anything to win another."
"This murder threat. I warn you, they are strong." "So am I strong, however dark the moment. Let them plot, for I am laughing at them. I laugh, and yet I shudder. Even now, through the chill air, the beating of my heart sounds like a death watch by a sick man's pillow. And if Huguet could deceive me... Indeed. Oh, Joseph, see if Huguet has arrived this way.
I'm with you.
Chief, why, who in all this world would wish you harm?
The man I love, never can love again.
Tell me.
The day our marriage, the day he left me. Yes, how strange he was. And then suddenly Manderson assumed that I have come forth with a treasure at the loom.
So you obeyed the summons and the king would approach your hasty wedding.
He said it was unlawful and commanded that I leave not my chamber at his palace. And there...
Alone, you thought
me out of
this. Mm-hmm. You came, you woman. So, you yielded?
Cardinal.
So, you did not yield. Brave, Judith.
How few women at the court would dare say no to Louis.
What was next? He left you?
Yes. Later came Berador. I liked him not before. Tonight he seemed all kindness and consideration. And sought to cloak for me that darker treachery.
What treachery?
That man.
Mopa.
But he thought Louis love for me and honor.
I think you're wrong, De Mopa, but go on.
Why, you're trembling.
Yes. As I arrived, the play around behind the ring of roofs.
It was my guard. They're here, and Huguet kept his word. So all is well.
I'm afraid.
Come, rest. You shall lodge here with me tonight. Quite safe. All will be well. Yes, yes. Yes, all shall be well.
He's not here.
What matter? I shall find him.
He's alone now. We have gagged and bound his Joseph.
Yes. Step. Go quickly. I'll remain. You gave take his packet. It contains our plan.
Let comfort you, my dear. May leave the single light. Or in this heavy air, moon hidden
still. The darkness lends itself to fear and dreams of treachery.
And death.
Is that you, my Joseph?
No, I am your death.
Joseph! The guard!
What about you?
No, your men of mail are my confederates. They hem you in on every side. It is your end.
You lie.
I'm old, infirm, most feeble, yet you lie. The stars have said that Richelieu dies not by the hand of man. Who are you?
Not a paid assassin.
Have I wronged you? How? You wear some eyes to spit on lies. I am too great for men to speak the truth of me.
Then hear the truth for the last time, my lord. I am that soldier you had marked for death. When your death meant my life, I did refuse to do this present deed. And what came next? You summoned me and strangely pardoned me. Gave wealth and with it her. I did not question. I drained the cup of joy only to find its poison dregs. I was but panderer to her, my wife. And him, King Louis, royal adulterer.
I know you now, De Mopra. Down on your knees for pardon. It was to save my Julie from the king that in your valor I forgave your crime.
Rude words.
And when forsaken by her husband, she braved the king alone, it was to me. She fled for shelter.
Think you I believe another lie?
Then keep your dagger ready until I prove it. Julie?
Yes, my father?
Here is my witness. You there.
I see here. The man I thought I loved and hate.
So you have slandered me to her.
Not me. You took your part, sought to shield you. Your friend and confidant, Count Beredar, not he, told me the truth.
What truth?
Have you, not I, Demoka, you arranged her liaison with Louis?
Beredar, if this be so, his sword shall answer mine.
Meanwhile, he told you, Mofa, it was I. Rouse your age, too quick at best. To make of you a cat's paw to this crime, you have tonight almost committed.
Adrian, what have you done? Oh, what a proof to see. It has been hard. So hard to see.
Julie, put by your sword and take her in your arms. With love, erase the shadows from your heart.
How blind I've been.
Blind? Why, the very mole, less blind than you. Beredar loves your wife, schemes for your death. While he schemes for mine.
Schemes for your death? Forgive me, Julie. Sir, I came but one of many.
Many?
Yes. These halls swarm with assassins, all intent upon your murder.
Mother!
The cry of death too loud might startle these grim guests to action. So, you must try and escape.
Escape, my lord? There's no escape. But, sir, their blades shall pass my heart to yours.
An honorable outwork, but much too near the citadel. How many of my troop are lead with you?
All. We are your troop.
And you guess?
Is our captain.
The lion's skin is too short tonight. Now we must try the foxes. To become the secret door.
Oh, how sad a man on footsteps can it take that?
You go view the secret tunnel. Oh, we can't suppose some gate.
No hope. It's guarded. Sentries are everywhere.
I have it. Julie, into my closet. Oh, perfect. Those candles.
Come,
yes, my lord. How oft the hounds have bayed close to the quarry, yet Duke defeated home. So shall they now, can we but twist the trap. Close the curtains to both.
Yes, my lord.
For the first time there's ever slow in battle, strange it has fallen. Now, the room is empty.
Long live the king, for Richelieu is dead!
For here he is, fixed upon the couch, the candlelight upon his face.
Let's sink our daggers deep in his corpse and leave him there.
No, friend!
I found him here. I watched him till he slept. You see, no trace of blood reveals it. Strangled in his
heart. His health had long been broken. It's so natural he lies. No murder there. Thus runs our tale.
And your face. So back to Beredar for your reward.
I shall be noble.
On horse, away!
Lord Cardinal. Oh. Lord Cardinal.
Foxes can have nine lives as well as cats.
Following the supposed death of Cardinal Richelieu, the faithful dispatch sent to Bouillon has passed through several hands. Huguet had it from de Maupras, but Huguet is arrested and sent to the Bastille by Beredar. Cardinal Richelieu has sent Francois to Beredar to report the loss of the dispatch. Beredar, deciding that de Maupras has it, demands its return. De Maupras, convinced at last of Beredar's duplicity, has sought Beredar in the gardens of the Louvre and attacked him. As they are fighting, King Louis, on the arm of his brother of Orleans, and followed by the court, appears suddenly on the scene.
Drawn before our palace, have our lords died with Richelieu?
Indeed, my crime but self-defense. This man de Maupras.
Who is de Maupras? Dare he brave us now?
His arm. Then to the Bastille.
My liege, I beg you in the name of Richelieu.
It is vain to call upon the dead.
Look there. Cardinal.
Cardinal.
Richelieu. Has he come to life?
It cannot be.
What? A mock death. This tops the infinite of insults.
Cardinal, protect the right. At this. Arrest for the Beaufort in prison?
Deserve, my liege. I have assumed the scepter. I shall wield it.
Have you? High treason. Well, let's fail out one for ten. Indeed, bad men. Yes, Beredar, most knavish men. Abuse your royal goodness. For this soldier de Beaufort, France has none braver. And his youth, hot folly, is long since cancelled by a loyal manhood. I, sire, have pardoned.
And we do give your pardon to the wind. God, do your duty.
But, sire, you do not know. Oh, pardon me. You know not that this brave, honest heart stood between mine and murder. Sire, for my sake, for your old servant's sake, undo this wrong. Let me rend the sentence.
At your peril. You go too far. Again, sir, do your duty.
Maupras, speak not, but go. I would not see young valor, so humble and grave, dead.
Very well. Save Julie and control her.
Julie?
Cardinal, no more of interruption.
Yes, our king is much surprised at your interference.
Room, my lord, room!
The minister of France.
I need no intercession, it is king.
What means this false report of death,
Lord Cardinal?
Are you then angered, sire, that I still live?
No, but such artifice,
not mine. Look elsewhere. Louis, my palace swarmed with the assassins.
We punished them already.
Today lies in the Bastille. Lord, see, we were prompt to avenge you. We were...
We? I trust you here, my liege. What page, man, in the last court grammar made you a plural? Count, you have ceased to hire him. Shall I name the master? Loyalty must be disloyalty within.
I think you talk of plot, that you may so discredit your rival.
Rivals, sire, in what? Credit to France? In that I have no rival.
Oh, proud. Remember, sir, the hand that made can unmake.
Never. Your anger can recall your trust and annul my office. But for my name, my deeds, some things I appeal to time. Revoke your trust. So be it. Yet I leave you sole monarch of the mightiest realm in Europe.
Sire, be just.
I know your smoother courtiers please his death. The doubted statesman rocked and dangled into power and leave such legacy to a king.
You see the cardinal's loyal to you, sire. Why is not Juliet the cause?
Enough. Your eminence must excuse a longer audience. Your own palace. For our conference, this nor place nor time.
No time, no place but serves for justice, sire. You demand justice.
For 15 years, while in these hands, Lord Empire, the humblest citizens might ask for justice. Not with the fawning tones and crawling meanness that I see around you, counts and princes kneeling for favors, but erect and loud as men who ask man's rights. Believe, my Louis, do you refuse me justice? Hearing, even, in the pale presence of a thwarted murder?
My lord, you find me with my trusted friends, my closest kindred. You would tear them from me, suggest they murder me, since me they love. Enough of plots and treasons for one reign. Home, home, and just sleep away these phantoms.
Sire, here from the foot of that high throne, these hands have raised aloft, held steady by their strength. Would you now cast aside the gray-haired man who gave you empire, and who sued for safety?
No. When we see your eminence in truth at the foot of the throne, we'll listen to you. Come, my lord.
Oh, cardinal, it seems the king will rule his realm himself.
No more delay. You must accuse these traitors. Francois could witness it to Barada, gave him a secret message for the Bouillon, and told him life and death were there within. They bear their part.
Francois, my creature, so they will say and laugh at me. My witness must be that same despair.
Impossible. Most likely have it.
Go fetch Marion.
I've been there. She's seized, removed, imprisoned by the Count's orders. Well, I told you this.
I say you did. In memory. No. An aging year to this new moment now. It is proper.
You failed as I foretold. He was too young.
So, Joseph, even you begin to doubt me. Nay, for count of reason. You are all loyalty and love, I know. Oh, France, my country, must you lose me now and most you need me. Need
me. Now I know it was a lie, for you would not permit it. You said the same thing.
Now break my heart.
Tell me the truth.
Those who insist on truth must outpace fear. You ask me for your husband, for Adrian. There, where the heavy clouds hang darkest, over the domes of the Bastille.
If you can save me. You are Lucifer, Lord Cardinal.
Yesterday I was. Today, you called me. Tomorrow I know not what. But at this moment, the lackey of the anteroom is not more powerless than the minister of France.
I pray your pardon, since I sit here to commanded by the king, who does require empty presence at the court.
Father!
He shall not go.
My lord, the king's command.
Go into those who sent you. You found her close upon my heart, as at an altar, and sheltered by the winds of sacred Rome.
And but listen to me, Lord. The king already roused against you will not brook the fire, Archie. He had his will, with your consent or letting it.
Failing to warn you how to do your
soul. All times, my soul.
If I, a priest, should cast her forth from this for only refuge, so will be gone, as you will.
I might plead to the king for Adrian Alto. No, that room with him. Alone, waiting. Then it's creeping footsteps. That little lock. Close the door. And look. It's hard. Oh, God, I cannot go. I cannot.
The father loved me. He has loved me. Now all hopeless, I cannot repay their love, nor even shelter them.
Yes. Oh,
yes. Yes. Don't. Tears are not for eyes that rather need the lightning. The sun today must be this crazy beauty. Overcome. I am upon your ruin.
Yes, and set upon my fall. I am not made to live. Then, glorious chance all taken from me.
Yes, today I win.
Or die. Some child from home. Before another messenger arrives.
Jason, the smoother course is death, my lord.
Lord, the king cannot believe your eminence so far forgets your duty and his greatness that you resist his mandate. Pray, madam, obey your king.
The smoother course.
I'll go.
You shall not stir.
This is rebellion.
Call it what you will. You are an ascendant, he's an orphan.
Aunt,
then if her mother,
the king is France and his command is law. Come, madam.
No. You say the king is France.
There is a power beyond the power of kings. Marquess of Sands. Around her now I draw the awful circle of our solemn death. Set but a foot within that holy ground. And on your head,
yes, so it wore a crown.
I lost the curse of Rome.
I dare not blame you. I do but speak the orders of my king. Search your rank, your very word, my lord, suffice you to resistance. Blame yourself if it has cost you power.
That's my mistake.
Ah, dark beast, what is yours? You could well lose not a trick. By this same hour tomorrow you shall have France.
Or I, your head!
Leave children to the king. Oh, human. Did not your father die for France, poor child? I love the king of France. No, Peter. A little wolf sits in me. You go now. Come. You will go home.
Indeed, my lord, you do need rest. The burdens of the state are past your head.
I'll take it.
My life is breaking fast. I heard you then. It will be so. Beware the falling ruin.
Walk blindfold on. Behind you, stop. The headsman!
How pale, he
looks! Jesus. Sudden stove, my country.
In the gardens of the palace, a small group is gathered, including the king, Orleans, Bardot, the guards, and courtiers. The king has again petulantly decided that he will brook no further interference from the troublesome refugees. From now on, he will himself govern the kingdom.
I have decided. He forbids your presence, my brother. Yours, my friend. Then, Julie, too. Fought, brave, defied. Baradar will make you minister. Gaston, for you, the baton of our army. You love me, do you not?
Oh, love you, sire.
May I deserve your trust as long as you are king. Indeed, my first advice as minister is this. At Savio, the Mokhtar was a traitor. An hour ago, he sought to murder me. His death deserved,
he should be sentenced. You may prepare the warrant for the Mokhtar's death. No need to urge it to assist.
No haste, indeed, unless some sudden cause demands it.
Sir, the Chevalier de Maupas under guard is here at your command from the Bastille.
In just a moment.
Maupas here?
I sent for him to fetch him as we share in that amusing so-called murder plot against the power.
Ah, Monsieur. The very mention of his name brings back my dust and worries. Name him not again. I am done with the rest of you.
Come on.
It is really fair, and draws an audience.
Bring her to me.
I want to leave.
Jewelry at last. Repentance of her father.
Is it repentance, sire? Or does she come from Ophir, the
car? If for that, my friend, I'll not be gentle. You are minister. We leave to you our answer.
For I have harmed that good, great, fine man, the cardinal. Blame me nothing. I plead it to be done.
Oh, it is to plead for Richelieu to come to me.
No more. Oh, how much more. My husband's pleading. A single life. When you ruin millions. That is one man's life to you. And yet to me, it's past. It's everything. But I'll tell me the truth. Just that. Let punish him. Let banish him from our kingdom. Let me follow him. Forgotten.
Speak to her, Barada. I am not heartless. Give her hope.
There is one way to most our safety can be sure.
Yes, talk to Barada. Annul your marriage.
Look to the gate, Brian.
A form. A mere decorum. You know how much I love you. I leave you with Barada. Be advised. Then, come to me. I shall be with you.
Well,
you're well explained.
Before I loved you, fear me. I am young, well-born, and brave as Mopar. For your sake, I peril what he has not, force and power. You shall not be a king, except as king, my king, and I shall sit upon his throne. The Mopar's face rule France with me.
You will betray a king as well? I told him I loved you.
I will not believe you. He, the king, already has received the death of Mopar. And you can save him. Oh, how easily. You, I seem all black. But many men have been more villainous, with lesser cause. And this love, for these two things alone I've slaved, blamed, scrupled, sacrificed my soul. My star is at its feet. Julie, you, the shining of that star.
I'll
help you to your choice. Hey, your husband.
Shall this be your last sight of him?
Oh, I will do anything. Do anything if he may live.
You see, the more proud.
No, death would be better. Just the thought of it. Life is a death, is short. Love is immortal. If you must die tonight, my dear, I too, at the same hour, shall die.
Praise Julie. You see, Count Barada.
You know, Graf, if you will say where lies who holds the packet, you shall be free. Have duty, honor, all your heart can ask for.
No, I'll tell you nothing. Take him, first of the rat.
Have you no pity?
None. End of the head.
No, the cardinal and the secretary of state. He's here.
Go summon the king. Summon as well the guard, the king's own guard, the hem about his person. Surround him and protect him here.
Someone infirm old man, unarmed and unattended.
Now we can hope again. Oh, Father, say that it has been for you.
As death may live myself, it should my last breath
be a prayer for you.
Count Barada, you soon will hold all that I held on earth. One final boon, it shows us life.
I cannot lose one trick. Such was your warning. Thus my answer. No. Sir, take him over back to prison.
No. I can do nothing.
God, stay a single moment.
My good liege, you are a worn-out servant, willing, sire, to spare you some pain of conscience who foresaw your wishes. I do resign in my office.
You also will.
Count Barada is minister. Prince Orleans commands our army.
What, already?
Yes, but we shall say that you desire me.
My thanks. My end draws near. A single final favor.
It is too late. I refuse, Malise.
I do not ask his life. Let him remain till after our conference is over. Then, for Julie's sake, let me dismiss his soul. Charged with an old man's blessing.
Surely. Sire, a trifling favor to a dying servant.
Sire, you would consign your armies to the baton of your most honored brother. So be it. Your minister, the Count de Barada, a most sagacious choice. Your secretaries of state attend me here to render up the ledgers of the realm. I do beseech you, suffer these noble gentlemen to learn the nature of the glorious task that awaits them here in my presence.
You say well, my lord.
I think
the cardinal is dying.
Sir, look to him.
Forgive me. It will pass.
Let the secretaries of state approach. The affair of the fort is almost urgent, sire. One short month since the Duke of Braganza was a rebel.
And is still?
No, sire. He has proceeded. He is now crowned King of Portugal. Craves instant aid against the arms of Spain.
We will not grant it against this lawful king.
Count?
No, sire.
But Spain is your most deadly foe. Whatever can weaken Spain must strengthen France. The cardinal would send his aid. The balance, sire, of Europe.
The cardinal? Balance? You consider, Count?
Yes, sire. Fall back.
What, sir?
Fall back, then. The affairs of England, sire, most urgent. Charles the First has lost a battle that decides one half his realm. His money, help.
He shall have both.
Barada? Yes, sire.
Please, your pardon.
Charles' cause is lost.
A man named Cromwell is a great man. Your help would fail. Your loans be squandered.
Pause. Listless. Reflect.
Barada?
Reflect, sire.
Round me, throne, potter, dynasties dissolved.
Come, Barada, prove your newfound power. Decide for me.
Your Majesty, in time all these affairs will settle.
Fall back, I say.
Speak with correspondence, sire. Most urgent. Accounted spies, deserters, heretics, assassins, poisoners.
Schemes against yourself.
Against myself? Most urgent.
Yes, most urgent. In that portfolio there is much to daunt you. Yet I tell you, sire, they are but trifling compared with one stray parchment.
Stray? You mean it is not here?
No, sire. The desk of Bouillon is signed by enemies on death.
Marie, I took you to take away your throne.
Such is the missing paper. Yes, missing from the portfolio. Joseph, the missing parchment. Sire, read this. Then take the Count's advice upon it.
Wait, the king will not receive it.
What? Then this is something you would wish he failed to see?
His Majesty should not have bothered
him. You'll be assured that this would bother him.
Come, I will read it to the king aloud.
Give it me. You think this page might blind his Majesty? It
might have him deceived.
Enough of this. Give me the parchment.
Please, the thing is forged.
A blank and empty page.
Yes, blank. Make them prove their guilt to you.
A piece of trickery. Guilty of what, Lord Cardinal?
Connect them with a treason. That packet has been the real one, too.
A lie.
I ask the lead, Cardinal. The most useless packet he described so glibly.
Yes, where is your proof?
Lord Cardinal.
Release him, God. Let him come to us.
A trusted courier.
Lord Cardinal, I have not changed. Here is the dispatch.
Your courier, Barada, not so. He is my page boy, Frank. Now, Louis, read the real dispatch and not an empty page.
Please, please, not delay.
Fall back, my son, fall back. It's your turn now. Now, get none escape.
I need that I may see a
friend, if I did.
Gino, Saint Orio, Barada, too. These that are foes of Spain. Lead our armies. Fuck. To Paris.
Capture me.
Make me deprived. My proper abdication. All you, my brother regent. Saints of heaven, these are the men I love. Richelieu, Lord Cardinal, desire resign. Reign you instead. Reign Richelieu.
Yes, absolute.
Oh. Most absolute. Oh, yes. It's not for me, for France.
France.
The army is already on Bouillon. Servants, the Spaniards. Where will they be next week?
Here. At my feet. There the clock strikes the envoys have their answer. Mr. De Chevy, he knows the rest. No need of parchment here. In my name. Mine. He will arrest the Duke of Bouillon at the head of his army. Count Barada, you've lost your trick. Away with him, all your Fairmont, all.
François, brave boy. Never say hail again.
Joseph, perhaps he'll be a bishop too.
Ah, God.
Ah, Joseph.
Bishop?
Joseph.
Ah.
Set the vote up, please. You will cling close to him. Kneel to your king.
Sire,
Give to them your blessing.
Sadhu. Oh, no prayers, Sadhu. Well, not really, sir. Leave me one thing to love.
A subject luxury. Yet if you must love something, sire, love me.
Mm.
No woman half so faithful.
Rise, Dinofer. Really, be happy. One moment makes a startling cure, Lord Cardinal.
Yes, sire. But in that moment, it had passed into this withered frame, the might of France. The lonely priest to whom the church forbids the woman, mate, and children, we are yet not holier than humanity. I must fulfill humanity's condition.
Love.
So I have loved. My mate is France. Beyond the map of France, my heart can travel not.
While I live, people here in France are one.
So the old play comes to its close with the triumph of Richelieu, the discomfort of his enemies, and the happy reunion of Benoît and Jules. Arthur Goodrich has fashioned this happy ending in the best tradition of the romantic drama.
You have just heard Mr. Walter Hampton as Cardinal Richelieu, supported by Bertrand Hampton as Gaston, Duke of Orleans, Sam Nothen as Count de Davida, Philip Clark as Clermont, Patricia Talbot as Marion Delorme, Carlton Young as de Maupas, William Shelley as Today, Peter Donald as Francois, Pete Coffin Cook as Joseph, Barbara Weeks as Julie de Mortemart, F.C. Barron as one of the 20, Malcolm Dunn as another one of the 20, John Moore as Duran, Dennis Hoy as Louis the 13th, and John Monk the guard. The play was adapted and directed by Charles Warburton. The orchestra was under the direction of Joseph Haunty. The Great Play Series is an educational feature of the National Broadcasting Company. Next week at the same time, The Octoroon by Dionne Boucicault, featuring Jane Wyatt, will be presented. A study manual, part two, giving complete background material for the great plays by Blevins Davis, who arranged for the series, is available to our radio audience at the cost of 10 cents. Send coin or money orders to the National Broadcasting Company in care of Great Plays, Radio City, New York. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining great plays of the series. Richelieu was a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.